time for Lower Wacker Live for June 6, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast where we satirize the news. Do we satirize the news? Or do we just call out how lame it is all the time? I always get confused. You know, I've been in comedy for so many years, but I've never been able to wrap my head around the difference between satire and parody, all that kind of stuff. And I feel like whenever you get into it, you kill the comedy, right? That's just dead. To me, I'm like, well, that is great satire. Just slip on the banana peel, will you? Just slip on the banana peel. Got an extension 720 tonight. It's our Lit Fest show. Great authors and artists from the Lit Fest. Lit Fest. It's the book fair. When they start calling it the Printers Row Lit Fest, I think it's been like 20 years. I feel like since the 2000s, I think the Tribune took it over and they were like, it's a Lit Fest. What's wrong with the Printers Row Book Fair? That's how I know. That's how Chicago knows. I will not call it the Willis Tower. I will not call it 835 North Michigan or whatever they're calling the Hancock Building now. And I will not call it the Lit Fest. Lit Fest. It's a book fair. My favorite part about the book fair is when you try to get a table at the Bar Louie. Oh. Off of Clark Street. And it's totally packed. I like to go in there just for fun. This is what I do. It's a fun trick. You should do this if you're going down to the book fair. It's always packed there. Everybody wants to sit out there. So you walk in, you find the server. You go, can I get a table for 25? I'm just kidding. Have a great book fair. All right, let's get to the headlines. The RNC is in town doing a weekend retreat to brainstorm on how to sell that Trump has been successful in his first term as president. And to eat appetizers at Wrigley. They're at a game today, the Rockies-Cubs game, and supposedly getting royal treatment since one of the Ricketts is running the fundraising for the reelection campaign. Gosh, the Cubs really want their Chicago fans to hate them, don't they? I think that's what this is. Maybe they're just trying to wipe out all of the existing liberal Cubs fans and replace them with conservative Cubs fans. It's kind of weird because do they know where they play baseball every other week? The north side of Chicago is just shy of what? The Mission District in San Francisco for the most liberal neighborhood in the country? The only difference is that our homeless wear clothes and don't urinate on the streets. That's reserved for Cubs fans. A Catholic bishop in Springfield said he will refuse communion for Mike Madigan and John Cullerton, both Catholics, because of their votes on the abortion rights bill, which again, just says you can have an abortion. That's it. Man, it's always hard for me when clergymen wade into politics because pedophiles, right? Do you refuse communion for that? Or is it just when a state follows the rules set forth by the U.S. Constitution? Give me a break, dude. I guess he called up and he's like, if you don't renounce this bill, after the fact, already passed. Then he said, if you don't renounce it, you can't have communion in our churches. Where is Supich and even the Pope? Do you think they're like, no, this is a Pedraki guy down in Springfield. Do we need to have a meeting about him? Oh, loose cannon. And go, you know what? Also, don't bullsh-er. You give communion to anybody. I've walked up there. I'm not even Catholic and I can fake it. I can walk up there and be like, yeah, blessed is the soul, my father. Yeah. I put my tongue out and I got a wafer on the tongue. Yeah, judge me all you want. Spite me if you will. But don't act like you're checking Catholic cards when they go up to get a little bit of wine. So if Madigan, if I were him, I'd just put a little nice hat on, maybe a toupee. You can skip right past that. A new study out on life expectancy says that Chicago neighborhoods have the biggest divide. People who live in Streeterville, they live till they're 90. In Inglewood, 60. Yes, that does make sense because of money and race and privilege and environment, all that kind of stuff. But the study doesn't point out that most people who live in Streeterville moved there when they were 90, right? So many old dudes with little dogs. That's all Streeterville is. That and Jussie Smollett. It's the retirement community for the city. That's totally, no one looks at that. They're like, well, the life expectancy in Inglewood is 60, but in Streeterville, they lived 103. That's because they put them in a little one bedroom in these towers. The doorman comes and check on Ms. O'Leary. You okay? I'm fine. Right? I don't know. It's Streeterville. A ladybug swarm showed up on the weather radar in California this week. It was so big, it made a huge green blob on the radar, like a storm would. Wow, that's horrifying. Until they land on you, and it's cute. It's horrifyingly cute. It's National Donut Day. I call it bogus, right? No, it's not. The iconic double door sign came down today. I call bogus on that one, too. This is bogus. These are two bogus stories. What's better than that sign? What the Bank of America needs a marquee? Why not just keep that sign there and just let it be a reminder? Then, yeah, you know what? I'm done with you, Wicker Park. There's no other neighborhood in Chicago that constantly loses their battles. Wicker Park constantly loses. Don't you do it? No! Okay, dude, they did it. Things always. They never win anything in Wicker Park. In sports, the Cubs win the sweepstakes for Craig Kimbrell. He's like 2019 Jonathan Papelbon. Kimbrell was sitting out the season till he got his, and apparently the Cubs are not as poor as Ricketts told us they were in spring training. And the conventional thought was that the Cubs were able to do this because they got Ben Zobrist to retire. He's been out for a while with a sprained divorce. But that's not the case. The Cubs just needed bullpen help and paid Kimbrell, what, $45 million in change found under Ricketts' endangered rhino-furred lazy boy? I don't know. Seems like a lot of money. Craig Kimbrell automatically becomes a top five closer. You know who else has a top five closer? The Cubs and Brandon Morrow. They now have two top five paid closers in baseball. Come on. That's a lot. But hey, they got the money. Do it. This is what you get. You get two high paid closers by getting rid of that Yum Yum Donuts in the McDonald's on the corner. IO, the improv club, that gets to go so you can get a $10 million setup, man. That makes sense. But you know what? Good move for the Cubs. And frankly, I don't care where they get the money. The Cubs now have a guy that Madden can go to in the sixth inning of a playoff game. Winning the Kimbrell sweepstakes catapults the Cubs to the top, the odds makers list for the World Series contention. How about that? Oh my God. Where did Mel Allen come from? Did he just walk in here? It's so amazing to work with the ghost of Mel Allen. How about that? I always get Mel Allen confused with Mel Hall, who was a center fielder for the Cubs for a minute. Went to the Indians. So whenever someone says Mel Allen, I always say, Mel Hall, does center fielder sounds like that? All right, anyway, let's get to the game. The Cubs beat the Rockies for the first two games of the series, but that means that they lose today. Quintana pitched well, but they lost. Who cares? Go Kimbrell! White Sox have the day off after getting swept by the Nationals. Not much going on there. They have a four-game set with the Royals coming up. The Sox drafted a guy named James Beard. So that's kind of cool. The Sox, even with the sweep, are still in spitting distance of the wild card. Should they take a cue from the Cubbies and sign Dallas Keuchel? Why not give him a few years and a few million? A left-handed starter? You give like a Lester-like presence for the young guys on the Sox? And let's be real, the Sox have the money. They currently have one of the lowest payrolls in the league. Ricketts has more walking around money in his pocket than the Sox currently have in their payroll. So show us you're serious. Enough of Dylan Covey. I want to see Dallas Keuchel. And then in 2 years, we'll be like, why did we sign Dallas Keuchel? A second coming of James Shields. The NBA Finals. Wow, Steph Curry was on fire last night, but he literally was alone. There was a point where they're like, I think we'll just go with Curry on the floor. Nobody else. I don't think anyone else on the Warriors even scored. Boogie Cousins. Wait, what's his first name again? He has a first name, doesn't he? Everyone calls him Boogie Cousins now. It's like they completely forgot he had a first name when he was a superstar, right? DeMarcus. Well, DeMarcus sucked last night, and he got hurt. So how about that? Durant, Klay Thompson, and now Cousins hurt. So any of the Raptors won in Oakland, they take a 2-1 lead and at least force six games. But how about it? The Raptors are two wins away from an NBA title. Vince Carter is rolling over in his bed right now and grabbing the Icy Hot because he's old and he's playing one more year. He's not dead. Great Bears story right here. The minicamps have brought us a new nickname for the Bears running backs. Okay, so you got Mike Davis, David Montgomery, the rookie, and Tariq Cohen. And now they're being coined Run DMC. How cool is that? Oh, my God. Pete, that's got poster written all over it, right? Can you not see the poster right now with the three of them in Kegel hats, with the gold chains, sitting on a car? It says Run DMC, but it's the three running backs. That's unbelievable. We got to get this to print. This is going to be better than my last poster idea, the Nanny McPhee. When Pernell McPhee is like a nanny, and he's got like a prosthetic nose in the poster, and he's got a vacuum in one hand and like an apron on, and he's holding toddler quarterbacks like he just sacked him. That would have been the greatest poster ever if Pernell McPhee was any good. That's where I messed up. I came up with a great idea for a mediocre has-been linebacker who did not stick with the Bears. That's Lower Wacker Live for June 6, 2019. I got to go. I got to get to the 24-hour printer. Run DMC. Right? It's the best idea ever. Don't steal it. Don't be a jerk. Be a jerk and steal it. All right. Beats by Wes Restless, as always. Hey, if you want to add some beats, I feel bad because we just keep playing Wes's stuff over and over. You can email Pete, pzimmerman at wgnradio.com. We can't play beats that are trademarked or published because Spotify, I guess, will sue. I don't know what they do. They just take it down. Okay. Sorry. It was so scary. So scared of Spotify. But they won't let you put it up. They have like a bunch of college interns. That's Kanye West. You can't do it. So if you've got beats, if you're an amateur beat maker, beatographer, I don't know what it actually is, musician, I think that's the word, send them to Pete, pzimmerman at wgnradio.com, and we will promote it, play it, and say your name. Goodbye.